Lesson 8, Standing in the Gap. Jesus prayed for his disciples, and we must pray for others too. When we stand in the gap for others in prayer, we can't help but desire the very best for them. This was the opening statement Caleb's co-worker gave at Caleb's homegoing. Let's rewind about 18 months. Caleb had been off work a lot for several months. No one knew why. Because of privacy laws, Caleb was entitled to confidentiality. But everyone knew something was going on with Caleb, who was a very private person. Caleb had been receiving treatment for cancer that had returned in his lymph nodes. One day, a coworker was visiting the hospital to see his grandmother in the oncology unit when the coworker saw Caleb leaving one of his treatments. The coworker did not pry, but gave Caleb an elbow bump and said he would be praying for him. Caleb was back at work a few weeks later. When Caleb saw the coworker, he thanked him for his comforting words and for interceding in prayer with him. The coworker smiled and said he asked his church to pray for Caleb too. The coworker did not mention Caleb by name, but stated only that he had a coworker who is in some sort of medical crisis. The coworker and Caleb became good friends, and each invited the other to attend their church's virtual and in-person small group Bible study. Last month, Caleb lost his battle with cancer. Caleb's wife invited the coworker to give remarks at Caleb's homegoing service. In his comments, the coworker said he did not know what Caleb was specifically dealing with medically. Caleb merely told him that he was very sick and to keep him in prayer. The coworker said he knows the power of prayer and that he wishes everyone would intercede in prayer for others for the physical, medical, mental, financial, or emotional battles they are dealing with. Discussion questions. 1. When you are asked to pray for someone, do you take the request seriously? Explain. 2. Discuss why some people are flippant with the statement, "Pray for me." 3. Discuss how your prayer life reflects your primary desire to intercede for others.